You're well on the way now, and your second trimester is usually the best of the lot. You'll have lots of energy, your skin will bloom, and it's time to make some plans. We're talking about the second trimester of your pregnancy. In the second trimester, you'll start to feel more comfortable with being pregnant. You'll love the feeling of your baby moving inside you, and you'll be energetic and full of life. You'll probably feel like making love again, or more often. Some women, you know, have their first experience of orgasm or multiple orgasm at this time. Your abdomen will become more rounded. You'll lose your waistline, and you'll begin to look pregnant. Your pigmentation will increase even more, and you may notice a darker line developing down the center of your abdomen. This is called the linea nigra. And you might also suffer from a bit of indigestion and rib pain. You'll probably notice a mood change. You'll feel that your energy and sense of fun have come back, and any nausea should disappear in the second trimester. If you didn't feel your baby move earlier, you'll certainly feel him now. The experience of your baby quickening, as it's called, inside of you is simply wonderful. I remember the first time I felt my first son move, and I couldn't even tell whether I had felt anything or not. It was just like butterflies in my tummy. Your waistline has disappeared completely, and if you're getting big quickly, you may notice stretch marks. Dilated blood vessels may cause tiny red marks, they're called spider nevi, to appear on your face, arms and shoulders, but they should fade after birth. In a minor way, your gums may become spongy, probably because of hormonal influences, and you may have some constipation and heartburn. You're more likely to get bladder infections because of the relaxation of the smooth muscle in the urinary tract. And your thyroid gland becomes more active, and this can cause you to perspire more heavily than usual. Your breathing will also get deeper, and you may feel short of breath when you take your exercise. By the end of the second trimester, your baby's movements are well established now, and you'll feel some every day. When she hiccups, for example, you'll feel a sudden little jerk. You'll be putting on weight at about the rate of a pound, that's half a kilogram a week. Don't worry if you're told you look small for dates. Your size will depend on many things, such as your build, how tall you are, the way you move, and the amount of amniotic fluid inside. It's the size of your growing baby that counts, and that'll be checked by ultrasound scanning. As your baby grows, and your uterus along with her, they push upwards against your rib cage. It'll rise about 2 inches, and your lower ribs will spread outwards. This can give you rib pain, and because your baby is now beginning to press on your stomach, you may also start to have bouts of indigestion and heartburn. As your uterine muscle stretches, you may get stitch-like pains down the side of your abdomen, but they're nothing to worry about. The second trimester means that your pregnancy is well established, and many of the little problems that you had earlier in pregnancy will have disappeared. Your second trimester is the time when you may need to have certain tests. If you're over 35 years old or have a family history of congenital abnormalities, for example, you'll be offered amniocentesis. You may also need an amniocentesis if other tests, such as the nuchal scan, show that there's need for a more detailed analysis. Now, the hormone that helps your cervix stretch to allow your baby to be born also affects other muscles in your body. All the muscles of your intestinal tract will be relaxed, and this can cause many of the minor discomforts during your pregnancy. You may suffer heartburn because the sphincter, that's the muscular ring at the top of the stomach, is more relaxed than usual. This allows the acid contents of your stomach to come back into your gullet, causing discomfort. Your gastric secretions are also less than normal, so food stays longer in your stomach. Because your intestinal muscles are relaxed, you'll also have fewer bowel movements. And although this does allow your food to be absorbed more completely, it can lead to constipation in pregnancy, a very common complaint. Once your uterus has grown above your pelvis, you'll notice that your waistline ceases to exist, and you'll probably want to start wearing larger, more comfortable clothing. On the other hand, many women are told they look small for dates during the second trimester. If this happens, don't worry. How big you look at this time depends on many different things, including your particular height and build and whether this is your first pregnancy or not, because uterine muscle tends to get stretched after the first child, and the size of your baby. If your doctor is happy with the way your pregnancy is progressing, then you can be too. During this trimester, you'll gain most of the weight of your pregnancy. It's about 13 pounds or 6 kilograms, and it's vital to keep on eating well. You may find your posture changes as the muscles of your abdominal wall become more and more stretched to make room for your growing uterus. And as it gets bigger, your center of gravity changes because you're carrying more weight in the front. Try not to start leaning backwards, or you may get backache. Now, you may already have some backache because of the increased blood flow to the whole of your pelvis, causing some softening and relaxation of the ligaments of the sacrum, which attaches your pelvic bones to your spine at the back. Also, the ligaments and the cartilage in the front of your pelvis tend to loosen. This is all in preparation, by the way, for your baby getting out from your uterus at birth. And the mobility of these pelvic joints is slightly increased. To help prevent backache, sit with a straight back and try not to slouch. You'll find it best to sit on a hard chair or on the floor. When you're bending, always do so with a straight back and don't lift anything heavy if you can possibly help it. But if you need to, bend from your knees and lift from a crouching position. Every time you have an antenatal checkup, you'll have regular urine weight and blood pressure checks. If necessary, you'll have tests for chromosomal defects. From this time too, your doctors and midwives will want to measure that your baby is growing enough. They will feel your abdomen to check the size and shape of your uterus and the height of the fundus, that's the top of the uterus, and they listen for your baby's heartbeat. During the fourth month, you'll probably have an ultrasound scan, and you'll have the special thrill of seeing your baby for the first time. You'll be able to hear your baby's incredibly fast heartbeat too, and you may see your baby moving. Towards the end of this second trimester, you'll probably be feeling well and full of energy, so it's a good time to make most of the preparations for your baby. For example, you could sort out your baby's room and start shopping for some of the equipment you need. It's a good idea to do at least some of these things now, rather than to wait till the third trimester, because by then, you'll rapidly be getting bigger, and you might not feel like going shopping. You may also start to feel very tired again. As I've already said, you'll probably put on about 6 kilograms or 13 pounds in weight this trimester. Of this, only about 2 pounds, that's 1 kilogram, will be your baby. The rest of the weight is made up of your baby's support system, like the placenta and the amniotic fluid, your enlarged uterus and breasts, and the extra blood and fluid in your body. Your fat stores will be about the same amount of weight as your growing baby. So how's your baby getting on? Well, although he's well developed, he can't yet survive outside your womb. His lungs and digestive system aren't fully formed, and nor can he keep up his own body heat properly. But he does have a waxy coating called vernix caseosa made by his skin glands to keep his skin supple. And he can taste sweet and tell it from bitter. His skin is now sensitive to touch, and he'll move in response to any pressure that you put on your abdomen. By the way, if you want to stop him kicking or it's hurting, just tap your abdomen where he's kicking and he'll stop. Hidden in his gums, many of his baby teeth have already been formed, and his heartbeat can now be heard by a less sensitive stethoscope. So by the end of 6 months, his crown rump length will be 18.5 centimeters, that's 7 inches, and he'll weigh a pound, half a kilogram. For the rest of the second trimester, your baby continues to grow slowly and steadily. If she's born prematurely, she'd have a slim chance of survival now. The bronchi in the lungs, they're the main tubes leading from her windpipe deep into the lungs, are growing, although they aren't yet mature. And the patterns of her brain waves are now like those of a full-term newborn child. The source of these brain waves is thought to be the cortex, the highly evolved part of the brain. She's now developing patterns of sleeping and waking. And by the end of the trimester, her crown rump length will be 25 centimeters, that's 10 inches, and she'll weigh just under 2 pounds, that's a kilogram. The features of your six-month-old fetus are very like those of a newborn baby. Lanugo, that's the downy hair on a baby's skin, forms patterns because of the oblique way in which the hair roots are positioned in the skin. You've achieved a lot by now, so be proud of yourself. Your baby is going great guns too. Well done both. For further information, I've published a number of books, which you can obtain from my own website, miriamstoppard.com, or that of my publisher, Dorling Kindersley, at dk.com/Miriam Stoppard. Or you can subscribe to my podcasts for a detailed guide to your pregnancy. I'd like to thank the Children's Mutual, one of the UK's leading providers of the Child Trust Fund, for their support.